drives the little pink lines.
Fantastic.
It's pretty neat.
Will I work on an iPhone, or is it Android only?
No, it's iPhone as well. I'll tell you all about it when we get back, if you're interested.
I cannot wait to hear about it.
Brampton traffic, Yankee right. Charlie forms off 33, departing northwestbound Eastside Highway 10, 3,400.
Position into wind, nose gear straight, brakes are set, throttle 1,000 RPM, engine instrument, our temperature is still climbing.
IBC, I have you in sight, I'm at your 3 book. O'clock.
Mixture full rich.
Throttle 1,800. Charlie.
Alternator check. Everything on. Laps 10. Charging. Everything looks good. No low voltage light is on. We can clean it all up. If I'm going too fast, just let me know.
Just make sure you're going slow enough that you hit everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, never rush.
This is generally my speed going through the stuff, so... Mixture. Looking for our drop. Airflow is going down.
I'm traveling to Victor Charlie over at the Calvin Gravel Pits at 2,400. We'll be switching over to factory frequency.
Non-seater panel. Nothing's on.
Good.
Okay, all lights functional. Nothing stays on. That's great. Mag check. Checking left. Up. Stable, back to both. Checking right. Drop. Stable, back to both. About a 50 RPM drop, which is within minutes. Throttle, idle check. Still is looking great. Throttle back to 1,000 RPM.
750.
Okay. It was about 7.
About 7, I got parallax in. In this cold weather, usually it doesn't go below 800.
Well, you know, we're warming it up. Slowly. Mixture, ground lean for taxi. Autopilot, that's you. I need it.
Useful baggage, that's what I want you to call me.
Brampton Unicom, India Juliet Oscar requesting radio check on 1.
India Juliet Oscar, send five active 3-3.
Active 3-3, and radio check on 2.
Same on 2, have a good flight.
Thank you.
Back to 1. Okay. Instruments are green. Temperature's finally touching the green now, which is good. Up for takeoff. Avionics and Navi. Well, just show me how to use that. Fuel quantity. You checked it was full.
It was full. And you notice that our left and rights are now showing full.
Left is pretty much full. Right is still showing a little off, but...
That one was higher.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Doors and windows were closed on the left, closed on the right. Seat backs are erect. Seat belts are on and secure on the left. Right.
By the...
Bravo traffic. Bravo Foxtrot Alpha taking position on the runway 334 northbound departure.
All right. Belts master is on. Mags are on both. Quadrant friction is good. Takeoff briefing, will you require a takeoff briefing today?
I will be.
Okay. So today we're going to be using runway 33. Not much of a wind, so it's going to be straight shot out. In the event of engine failure, before rotation, I'm just going to bring the aircraft to a stop on the runway. In the event of engine failure after rotation with runway remaining, I'll attempt to land on the remaining runway, bring the aircraft to a stop. Event of engine failure after rotation with no runway remaining, I'm going to set the best glide speed of 65 and land in the field directly in front of us. In the event of engine failure at or above circuit altitude, I'll turn back around and attempt to land at the most appropriate runway or taxiway if needed to get us down.
I'm going to add one thing to that. In the event of an engine failure at rotation or just after takeoff, make sure you indicate that you're going to pull the throttle to idle. One thing they don't want, if you don't indicate that, they'll assume that you're immediately going to land. If that engine, when you lower the nose, if fuel gets back into the injection system, it'll restart, and now you're going to be diving at full power.
Oh, well, that's not good. All right. Our noise abatement altitude is 1,400 feet, so no turns before that. And circuit altitude is 1,900.
Perfect.
We're going to be making a right-hand departure northbound. All right. Good. They're off. We're clear. Wanted to clear that little bit of snow on the side there. What a beautiful day to fly.
Oh, yes. We, touch wood, have lucked out on the weather.
Well, my goal
Bravo
is
traffic,
to...
Bravo Foxtrot Alpha, clear of the circuit for northbound departure.
My solo one done this coming week as well, just so I can get that out of the way, and then finally fully licensed, right?
Yeah. Submit everything to Transport Canada and get that out of the way.
Yeah. Now, after I do my last cross-country, my solo one, right, my... pretty much instantly licensed at that point? Or do I have to wait until I get my little blue book?
For all intents and purposes, you're fully licensed the moment you've completed the requirements. You've done your flight test and you've done your solo,
yeah.
Then you'd be done. Your the update to the aviation document.
Your left.
Left and right's good. You want to talk to Malhar about... reference letters and anything like that would come from the club, but they'll treat you as fully licensed.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to tell you a little funny story about little knobs on these radios. So no one had ever shown me that. Have to pull the little knob out to get the
025s?
Yeah. So I was going up to Muskoka trying to get flight following. It was my solo. And I'm talking to Toronto. Toronto hands me off to center and gives me the radio frequency. And I couldn't tune into it. So I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to tune into that. So I tried a couple of different variations. And one person came on and said, you're on the wrong frequency. I'm like, oh my gosh. I had to go back to Toronto. Terminal and say, look, I'm going to have to cancel flight following because I can't get the radio. But yeah, no problem. Flight following can.
You don't need flight following. It's nice to have.
It is nice to have, especially, you know, on a day like today when you know there's going to be tons of people flying.
Yeah.
At least they're going to be a little bit of your eyes and ears as well.
Yeah, well, absolutely, especially through the practice area.
Yeah.
Because Kitchener flew around Hanover as well, and
yeah.
It gets crazy busy. Radios. They drove the first time I saw them. Julie's going, "This is how you got to do it." I'm like, who invented this stupid?
So weird. Was an RPM. All right. At runway checks, controls. Are free and correct. Flaps, no flaps. Flight instruments. I'm going to put it to our runway heading here. Click the bug to the runway heading just to make sure that once I can't see the runway, I just like to make sure that I'm still on the runway heading, right?
Another good call.
Lights, landing light, coming on, mixture, full rich. Okay, time is now, we're 10 minutes behind, so our flight plan is already opened.
It was a half hour behind, and we'd be... We can always call them en route.
Yeah. Well, if we're running late, then we'll call them. Otherwise, I think 15 minutes here and there isn't so bad, right? I think 15 minutes would probably be my threshold, and then I'd call them if I'm going to be later than that.
Yeah, exactly, because 30 minutes is when they start looking. They start getting on the phone calling you.
Right. Transponder set to altitude. Right, we're good to go. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm going to write down the time here.
I don't see anybody on base or final.
I haven't heard anyone in the circuit at all.
Yeah, they're all flying elsewhere. No one wants to see the circuit on a nice day today.
Ramp to traffic, India Juliet Oscar, lining up on runway 33 for a northbound departure.
Confirming runway 33. Big threes on the runway. Right. Heels to the floor.
Power is good.
Take the power set. Airspeed's coming alive. Airspeed's alive. 50. 55, rotate. So smooth today. Wow, it's incredible. How's my runway heading? Doing pretty good?
Yeah, right bang on. Better than I can do it.
Can't believe how smooth it is. Wow, that is great.
Ramps traffic, and you Juliet Oscar departing the circuit, right hand turnout, northbound departure. Climb to 2,400.
One of my friends is actually flying today with his friend out of Burlington. They're doing like a city tour kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
It should be fun.
City tours are great.
Yeah. I still got to figure out exactly how to do one because I know I'm going to want to start taking people as well, right? So.
Prep traffic, Juliet Oscar, currently at 2,400 feet, switching to Toronto frequency.
684, no further right than 260 until being in the field. Cleared visual approach runway 08.
Hey, no further right than 260 until being in the field. And clear the visual on 208, Porter 684.
Toronto Terminal, good morning. Golf India Juliet Oscar.
Golf India Juliet Oscar, Toronto.
Toronto, we're Cessna 172 with a filed VFR flight plan to London via Hanover. I would like flight following at 4,500.
India Juliet Oscar, Roger Squawk, 4752.
4752, India Juliet Oscar.
Foxtrot Zulu, dash 8 at 2 o'clock for 5 miles or eastbound 1,000 feet above.
Foxtrot Zulu, we're looking.
Get out of their airspace.
Foxtrot Zulu, fighting 180.
180 on the heading for Foxtrot Zulu.
Good morning, it's Columbia Golf, Kilos here, Mike.
Kilos here, Mike, John.
Sir, we last departed Burlington, currently about 10:15 to the west, Burlington, climbing to 3,000 VFR to 11.
Kilos here, Mike, roger, squawk code 5575.
5575.
Next, Lima, watch for traffic, 11 o'clock for 5 miles, look to be southeastbound at 3,000.
Looking for traffic, DJX here, Lima.
Indigent Oscar identified at 2,500. Altimeter is 3031. What altitude are you looking for?
4,500 if possible.
Indigent Oscar.